What could you learn if you were a fly on the wall when two doctors talk shop? One's a chiropractor, one's an ER doctor. Two different doctors, two sides of the story. Let's get going.
Hey, hey, mama said the way you move gon' make you sweat, gon' make you groove.
Yeah. I'm rolling down my windows right now in my car. You ever want the perfect driving song to come on? You're going down the road. If this thing ever comes on, windows are going down. I don't care if it's raining.
Yeah. You got the kids in the back.
Shh.
Groceries.
Yeah.
Right?
Hey, not in my mind, I don't. Got the tank top on. Yeah. Showing off the muscles.
Back in the day, you had your diaper bag.
Listen, I like playing songs like this for the kids now. It's a musical education.
Yeah.
It really is.
No, no doubt.
And they're always like, you know, I have a couple songs that I really like, and I forget how old and, like, nerdy I am now. And so I'll put a song on, like, I think I came up with something new to teach them.
Right.
I'm like, oh, they're going to like this one. And I put it on, and they're all like, that one again, Dad? I'm like, man, I'm getting old.
Seriously.
Oh, Lordy. That is Led Zeppelin. Remember the name of that song? Do you remember the name of that song? Everybody knows the opening to that, but do you remember what that's called? That is Black Dog.
Black Dog.
I love it. And didn't you say Train was doing some Led Zeppelin
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, they did Led Zeppelin 2, the album.
That is so great.
Sounds just like him.
That's great.
Fantastic. Great tribute.
All right. Where did you hear that?
I heard him live on the Howard Stern Show.
Yeah.
And he was talking about it.
Yeah.
Did a couple pieces, and I went to downloaded a couple songs.
Nice, like it.
Yeah.
So we're talking about the car, by the way. So I'm driving down the road, listening to my Led Zeppelin and enjoying my life.
Yeah.
And have you ever had this happen to you where you're driving down the road, and you're going down the road, and then somebody's coming towards you, right? And you're going to try to make a left turn.
Okay.
And the person stops and starts waving in like an uncomfortable, like, they shouldn't have stopped to let you go.
Yeah, the timing's off, right?
The timing's off, and you're going, why are you stopping? And then they start waving you ahead.
Right.
And then you're like, you can see a car coming from behind them, and you know, if you go, you're done.
Right.
You're done.
Wow.
And they keep, and then they get mad at you. They're like, no, just go. And you're like, yeah, no, I can't. I see. Thank you. I do see you.
It could be a trap. Yeah, right, right.
This is when I want to use this thing. See this thing right here?
Yeah.
Yeah, let me just get this.
Sir, yeah, I see you waving me on, and if I turn now, I will be met with certain death.
Yeah, right. And they look at you like, why aren't you going?
Yes.
I'm being nice to you.
Yeah,
I'm letting you go.
And it's a back and forth, and then you're finally like, I'm not going. And then they get mad at you.
Right.
Ridiculous.
And then I always feel better when that other car comes past them. And then they get that, oh, that's why.
You
would have gotten killed if you
went. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for setting me up there.
you just tried to kill me.
Right.
Yeah. Now, okay, so speaking of cars, I was going to tell you this last show, but I didn't get to it. And this is important because I see a heck of a lot of whiplash injuries. And I'm gonna help save you from possibly getting a whiplash injury, because those are the ones that happen when you get hit from behind. Usually if you do the hitting, first thing, you were too close.
Right.
Second thing is you're ready for it.
Right.
And you can kind of like hold on to the steering wheel. But to avoid getting as injured, and I'm not talking about a fiery wreck like off the side of an embankment rolling down the, I can't really help you.
Yeah,
with that.
Right.
You just have your seatbelt on.
Right. Whiplash is the least of your problem.
That's like the, oh, just whiplash? Okay, great.
Right.
Thanks. But to help save you from the number one thing to help save you from a whiplash is, wait for it, where's your headrest? Okay. Now that headrest is not really a rest. It's called a head restraint. Rest is just a shortened version of that. You are not necessarily, it's not for like rest, like, oh,
it's not resting.
I'm going to rest my head.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what that's supposed to do is to stop your head from whipping back over the seat. So if you have that really low, okay, it is not working for you. It's and you're not resting your head on it. You have to have it, the top of the head restraint should be about equal with the top of your head, roughly. And you should not, like, maybe the size of your fist between the back of your head and the headrest is about as much as you want. Like, if there's, like, a foot and you're leaning way forward, again, not really helping you.
I'm just picturing how many people are listening to this in their car and are reaching behind them, right? I would.
Where is mine?
Putting your fist in between your head and your...
And what is this in my hair?
And, oh, this isn't really called a headrest?
It's not a headrest. Isn't that interesting? Because what happens is that when the car hits you from behind, your car actually goes down and forward. So the way it happens is the car hits your car goes down and forward and underneath you, and then you go rocketing back up over the seat. So if that head restraint is there, it kind of stops you.
Yeah.
It's not going to erase all injuries. But that is why those manufacturers, a lot of people are getting these new cars, and they're kind of bothered because the head restraint is kind of almost touching their head. And they're like, ugh, I hate it.
Yeah.
That's why they're doing that, to try to reduce the amount of whiplash injuries.
Sure.
Because you don't have to be in a fiery crash to get super hurt for a long time.
Right. Well, so it's like the NASCAR headrests, right? Those are true restraints. They come around the sides and they prevent that head from rocking back and forth. Obviously, an extreme situation that those guys are in.
Well, that's what you want for your kid. The kid seats should. Yeah. I love the ones that come out on the side of the head, because that protects from stuff flying in the window and their head jostling around. I love those. Not as practical for an actual person driving.
Yeah.
Although I still think we should all get those 5-point seat belts. Those are safe. The ones we use now. Are ready for this? This is a little piece of trivia for you.
Yeah.
A seat belt is actually a risk factor for injury. Did you know that?
Absolutely, I knew it.
Well, I don't think a lot of people realize it. Now, listen, don't get me wrong. I am telling you to wear your seatbelt. You must wear that, or you're in big trouble.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, in some of the more minor collisions, it actually causes, like, the way it's hitting you can injure the chest bone.
Yeah,
it can whip you around sideways. It's kind of funny, but you should definitely wear it. But we should all be getting those 5-point harnesses.
Yeah. Yeah. There's something called seatbelt sign after an injury that we look for, right?
Yes.
And you know, you can see where the restraint caused an abrasion or a bruise, you know, up by the collarbone. Usually you see it, and then, you know, across the lap portion of it.
That's right. You see that in the ER all the time.
Yeah.
I'm sure
it gets us, you know, worried when we see that across the lap portion, because you think about internal injuries in the abdomen.
You got stuff there.
Yeah
that's you got to be careful with that. Do you have to get imaging for that, or because you guys are palpating, you know, to make sure?
Yeah.
What do you do with that?
It depends on the situation, you know, the exam, the history, you know, if the patient is intoxicated and, you know, wasted and can't give me a good, you know,
description
of what happened and how they're feeling, then sure.
If they are, you want to first slap them in the head.
True.
Because they're drinking and driving.
Right.
And then you treat them.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm kidding. You don't do that. I know. And then lastly, the steering wheel, because you remember, the steering wheel has that airbag in there, and the airbag will not go off. I have people all the time saying, well, my airbag didn't go off. The stupid thing's broken. Well, if you're in a rear-end collision, it's not going to go off.
Right.
It is if you're the front of your car makes impact, then it will go off. But you got to be at least 10 inches from your steering wheel. That means check your body parts and make sure that everything's 10 inches away. Because when you do hit something, that's coming out right now.
Yeah.
I've actually seen one set off. It sounds like a shotgun blast. And it is, like, immediate, and it's like getting hit with a brick.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, all those injuries that can occur from the airbag as well saves lives, don't get me wrong.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
You know, a lot of abrasions, especially on the forearms, because you have your hands on the steering wheel.
Yep.
They get all burnt up on the, inner forearm there.
Do you have to do anything special for those, or just treat it like a burn?
Well, I would go back to the burn show that we did.
Yes.
And kind of listen to that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So listen to this. So the other day, I had one of my patients are awesome. They're great sources of information. I had an older lady who's had some back problems. We're kind of nursing her through those things, but she travels back and forth between here and where she lives over the winter. She's a snowbird, right? And, or excuse me, where she lives over the summer. Why would she come here for summer and go there for winter? Anyway, but it was genius. No, check this out. Listen, so if you ever like have to travel, and especially if you're going to go to an airport, but whatever, you know, those heavy suitcases, if you have back pain, the suitcase will kill you because they're so heavy. You know what she does? She takes her empty suitcase out to the car, puts it in the back seat, and then takes all of her clothes and stuff in like the plastic grocery bags that you get.
Okay.
Like one at a time, just takes her folded clothes and then puts it and then packs her bag in her car and then just latches it. And then when she gets there, she like if she's driving, she does the opposite.
Yeah.
Or if she goes to the airport, she just has one of those guys come over and she says, hey, can you get that bag for me?
Yeah,
so she never touches her bag.
That's interesting. That's a good thought.
I thought that was interesting.
Personally, I never pack my own bag. My wife does it. She has a way of making everything fit.
Yes.
I put one T-shirt in the bag and it's full, you know? Something happens. I'm like, oh, what am I going to do with my shoes now?
Yes, I get three things in there. I'm like, oh, well, that's stuffed.
Well, that's it. Maybe I'll get another bag.
Oh, my God.
What was your first car?
My first car was an Olds Cutlass.
An Olds Cutlass.
It was a gray with, I want to say, like burgundy interior.
Nice.
You don't get a lot of burgundy interior anymore.
No, I don't see that as an option.
It's like a deep wine-colored interior. It was one of my dad's cars from they had back in the day, like, you know, several work vehicles.
Right.
And they'd run them into the ground, and then instead of driving it over to the dump, he got it for us. And, my brother and I shared that car, and it was great.
That's awesome.
It smelled like the worst pair of old shoes, because we played football, and then you could get in the car sweaty and nasty, and you had your football gear I don't even know what that smell is,
but
you put that in your car like, here, I'll just put this here, and those cloth seats would just
absorb everything.
Nice. Drink up that nasty odor, and then, you know, we would just get in and out of the car, and then, you know, then you'd go pick up a friend, and they'd be like, thank you for the ride. I'm just going to sit back here. This is great. Thanks.
Did you borrow a different car for dates?
Yeah.
You didn't want to bring a date in
you
that
know,
car.
You know, it occurs to me, I never did have a second date after using that car. So I have to share, I don't know if you saw this on Facebook, but this was incredible. This lady everybody's got a phone right now, right? So you can get footage of anything. Huh, footage, you're going to laugh in a second when I tell you what I'm talking about. But she looks over and she sees a guy. You know what a Dremel is?
Yeah.
Like the little tool, the little spinny thing on the end. It's like a little mini sander or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
You can put whatever tip on there you want to, right?
Yeah.
This guy was scraping the calluses off of his feet on a public train.
Oh.
Yeah. See, I know. I mean, can you imagine looking over and first you hear it. Oh my God, what's happening on the other? Oh, he's sanding his foot. Who takes their nasty foot out, puts it up on their lap, and goes to town sanding it in public on a train? Look, I mean, in a park, at least sanded off foot, whatever, is going to blow in the wind, which is horrifying in itself. But on a train, oh my God.
Sawdust, foot dust, coming out all over the place.
This is why I never eat food. When I drop it, that's the only reason.
Only reason.
Just because of stuff like that.
Well, they have cell phone, you know, they have quiet cars now on some of the trains where you can't talk on your cell phone.
They do?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Well, maybe they have cars where you're not allowed to sand your calluses off your feet.
I'm just saying, what is the matter with people? I mean,
I wouldn't even take my sock off.
I don't scratch my ear, or I don't even scratch near the next to my nose for fear somebody's going to go, What's that guy doing? Picking his nose?
Right.
Like, I don't want to, I don't care how bad that itch is. Like, I'll use my elbow if I have to, just to be, I'll be like,
yeah. I could have a nail in my shoe and I'm not going to take my sock off to look at it.
That I could be bleeding.
Yeah.
No. And I'd like, I'll just take care of that later.
Yeah. People are special.
Yeah. This seat's kind of dusty. Oh, man.
That's awesome.
Okay. So, police in Florida airport, I'll just say a Florida airport.
Mm.
Had to remove a passenger from an airplane who refused to get off this Cleveland-bound flight after she was found carrying an emotional support squirrel.
I read about that. How do you even catch a squirrel?
This is what I'm saying.
I mean, I motion towards them, and they run up the telephone pole, right?
I mean, of course.
How would you...
Yeah.
I don't know.
You could maybe you raised it from when it was a baby squirrel.
I guess.
I swear, I remember you texting me that one night, squirrel attack.
Squirrel attack.
Attack?
An attack.
Attack?
Right.
Like they planned it.
Right.
What does that mean? Who's attacked by a squirrel? These are animals that run the other way when you look at them sideways.
Right.
An attack?
Yeah.
What? How? What is...
You know, it's just funny how some people sign in. Because, you know, they come into the ER and they have to... You know, type into the computer why they're here.
Yeah.
And the way their complaint comes out and spells out sometimes, it's really funny the way that phrases.
What, do you have like a top two?
Oh, there's so many.
Try and recall. Here's some recall music. Okay, how about now?
Yeah, well, that helps. That always helps. you know, there was a guy who passed out after he saw a panther.
Okay. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
That was written down. You're standing there in the ER. You just had a gunshot over here, heart attack over there. And now you have fainting due to panther sighting.
Right.
Okay.
You know.
Was it a close encounter?
I mean, if I saw a panther, I'd be afraid.
One time, a long time ago, I told you I used to do radio. Mm-hmm. I was in a building and doing radio, and I was going to the studio, and the building had a curved corridor, and I'm walking down. So you can't see what I'm saying is you can't see what's coming around the corner.
Right.
So I came, and all of a sudden I walk up, and there is a lion. I said... A lion lying down in the hallway with a handler. And
you get startled, right?
It's a lion. Now, I didn't faint, but my question is, not to take away from the man's story, A, he saw a panther. Okay. Close encounter.
Right.
Did he injure himself? I mean, was it just the faint? Because to me, you pass out when you see a panther and you go... Oh, wow. You know, he was really shocked.
Right. Sure.
Like, let's get, you know, go ahead and sit in your chair and here's some water and you're good. But they came to the ER. Did he hurt himself?
I mean, you could justify that, right? You could say, well, I understand why I passed out.
Oh, exactly. I mean, you just saw.
There was a panther.
Surprise. Right. There's a panther. Now, the fact that it was in his living room. Do you remember what happened? Was this your patient?
Oh, yeah. No, we spoke to him. Yeah, he was fine. We didn't do much for him, but, you know, kind of reassure him.
When he left the room, was he, like, peeking slowly around the corner? Okay, I think we're okay.
Oh, man.
Okay, so that's good. Fainting due to panther.
Yeah,
we know we have due to panther. Squirrel attack.
Squirrel attack was good. The other day, somebody signed in with possible swollen something.
I'm sorry. Just not sure. Not sure, A, if it's just swollen. Or B, if it is... anything or where it is.
Right.
No clue as to... I think maybe something is swollen. Did you ask, like, where is it? And were they like, I don't know.
And people have, you know, they know what they're there for. But it's funny the way it's worded because then, you know, because you sit there on the other side of the screen, you know, as it pops up and you're kind of like, it just the way it's worded is great, you know. Possible swollen.
Oh, I remember one you sent me. It just said... Tired.
Yes.
What is that?
I felt like saying me too.
Yeah, I am so sleepy right now.
You know, I'm
That was just, but I have to ask, I mean, tired? And you did you look at that and go, no.
Yeah, no, because you knew it was something else, right? And it turned out the guy was diabetic.
Oh, okay, all right.
You know, so his sugars were out of whack. But it's just funny the way it comes across. Tired.
Tired.
Right.
Yeah.
Like most people take a nap.
It's late. Yeah. It's because don't you work like the overnight?
Yeah. Tired.
Sir, we're all tired. Right. Go to bed.
You should be in bed.
Hey, you know what's trending on Twitter right now?
Uh-oh.
Don't ask me why I know this. It says, no toilet paper left. And I'm picturing somebody trapped on the toilet.
Tweeting.
Help.
Help me.
Isn't that the worst? When you're sitting there and they're like, do-do-do, and you do, no!
You know, it hasn't, I don't know that it has.
Has that never happened to you?
It's never happened to me, I don't think, in a public restroom.
Yeah.
But I always, you know,
That's the first thing I check, buddy. See, I'm going to go in there, I'm like,
I was just going to say, I don't check, and I'm always lucky because I look and I'm, oh, thank goodness, because it would be too late right now.
Oh, yeah.
You know? But
at home, maybe it's a little different story.
Right.
Like, I have a cabinet nearby where I have spare items for things like that.
Right.
But I'll be like, doo-doo-doo. Oh, no. Honey, help me. See, because normally what I do, and I don't know if you do this, but I don't like to put the roll. I'm so embarrassed, but maybe I'll find...
Yeah.
You know, somebody that doesn't think I'm crazy. I don't like to have it on the roll.
You mean
on the little dispenser deal, the spooler, whatever that's called.
Yeah.
I don't, because, you know, one time it's over, one time it hangs under.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, is a whole other debate. If you hang those things up there and you do it the under, that is complete insanity. I don't know why you do it. It has to go over the top.
So you're an over guy.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Come on.
I think I'm an under guy.
No. See, I can never go to your home.
Yeah.
It's just so weird.
Well, that's kind of good.
Don't.
I hope nobody's eating out there while they're listening.
My bad. No, I'm just saying, that's so weird. What's the matter with you? It just hangs all weird.
Yeah, the over-under thing. I don't know.
Listen to this. I went, so my wife is furious. I actually removed the little thing from, because I have my own restroom in my house.
Yeah.
Very lucky. And I just took that thing off the wall because I was always, it wasn't right or didn't.
Yeah,
I'm like, I'd just rather just not even hang it up there.
Yeah. So what'd you put in its place?
Nothing. I just put the roll on the counter.
All right. Well,
because it's nearby.
I get that.
Just grab it. I think it's more efficient.
I mean, I put the roll on top of the spool thing.
What do you mean on top of the spool thing?
Just on top of it. You can set it right on top of it.
You go through the trouble of taking the roll and balancing it on top, and you don't replace it?
It's not much of a balance. I mean, it's a roll of toilet paper. How much balancing? I don't have to be Miyagi to be able to...
I'm just saying, though, but if you're good at, like I don't even have one, so that's one thing, but you literally are taking and trying to balance it rather than just replacing the tube.
Replacing it takes two hands.
Oh, my Lord.
And a lean over. You know, and I don't want to do that. I mean, I can just one-handed pop it right up.
That is...
And grab it with one hand, and
And do that, you get away with it? Because do you share a bathroom?
Yeah.
And you get away with that at your house?
I think my wife has given up, you know.
In general, this guy.
Yeah, just in general. Yeah, totally given up. No, with that.
Okay.
And I realized we had this conversation with my mother around.
Yeah.
And she is a balancer.
She's a balancer?
Yeah.
Your mother-in-law?
My mother.
Your mother?
Yeah.
You think it's genetic?
It might be.
Why are we talking about this?
I don't know.
Well, I just think it's very funny because, you know, if you do go to somebody else's house and you go in their guest bathroom or whatever, you know you're totally judging. You go in there and you're like, this is ridiculous. You don't do that in your guest bathroom, right?
No.
Lord.
This is just the...
See, I love it. You would... Yeah. Oh, not oh, for no. company.
So I guess I admit that it is wrong.
Right. Right. Yeah. That's what I was saying. You're ashamed. It's okay. That's why I don't have that in my guest bathroom. You know what I always get at a party, which drives me a tiny bit crazy, is there's nothing really that you can do about it, but whoever's house you go to, they have the towel there hanging,
right.
And about midway through the party, you might as well have taken that towel, put it into the toilet,
right.
And just hung it right back up there. It's soaking wet,
right.
With God knows how many you hope they wash their hands properly. And I'm always like, I think I'll just
air dry.
Yeah, exactly. Come out shaking my hands.
Or people have those little, you know, disposable towels, but for some reason they have this little garbage pail that is just like
a wire
mesh thing, sure. And there's no real bag in it.
Of course.
And you just kind of weird chucking that in there.
And you realize that's their potpourri container, and you're just throwing your garbage into their potpourri container.
Right.
And how come every time you come out of the bathroom is when that person at the party hey, no, Dr. Darren, right. How you doing? And you're like, hands a little moist.
Yep, still
fist bump. That's what you got to do, the fist bump, for sure.
They should really do fist bump. We should get away with handshaking altogether.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's a nice gesture, but, you know, let's just do the fist bump.
Sure, or an elbow bump. Something. Sometimes I don't even want to. I know.
I mean, it's flu season.
Sure.
It's, And, you know, you go to these places like a car rental place.
Yeah.
And there's one in particular that every time I rent from them,
right.
They love to shake hands.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
I mean, they come out of the booth, they want to shake your hand. Then you talk to the next person who's checking and they shake your hand. And I'm like, I get it. I get the whole you want to seem professional and personal and everything. But,
I'm good.
You know, just
a wave. Hi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. See that guy with tuberculosis over there? You just shook his hand too. You know, and now you're shaking mine.
Thanks a lot. That's great.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think we've solved a lot of problems here today.
I think we have.
But before we go, I have to tell you that Sylvester Stallone has just released some new footage from his brand new Rambo movie.
Nice.
Really?
Yes.
I saw Rambo when I was a kid, and I am not a kid. Now, for this Rambo movie, Rambo is in an assisted living facility and likes whipped carrots and arts and crafts time. If you like what you heard today, go ahead and subscribe right now and share with a friend. And thank you for listening as we talk Doc to Doc.